Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got an outstanding show lined up for you today here with our good friend Bill Brandt. Bill is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated that anniversary. He's the president, CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz is his website. He is not only a global problem solver, he's also a very well-connected political operative, and he's got a political perspective that we don't want to do without. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back,
man.
It's great to have you back, and so let's get you to give us a quick report on where things are as it stands right now. It looks like Biden's at 238, Trump's at 216. That's the last thing I heard. We got Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin hanging fire. I don't know about Nevada. What do you think?
Well, I think it comes down to a couple of states. You've heard this from a variety of people, but let me give you, as they say, the straight truth. Biden's not going to win North Carolina nor Pennsylvania. He does not need to win either of those to get to the presidency. If he can put Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona in his column, for certain today, he is exactly at 270 votes because mm-hmm. he won a vote in Omaha on Nebraska. That is not, by any measure, what I would call a resounding mandate.
Right.
That is called sneaking across at the dead of night. He may just do it. Wisconsin is trending his way. Nevada will. Arizona has. And Michigan is about to flip, I think, when the Detroit votes come in.
You think Michigan's going to flip?
I do.
Yeah,
I think that.
But you're giving him North Carolina, and you're giving him North Carolina and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What about Georgia?
Georgia would be nice, but I think the president keeps it.
All right. So you're talking 267, 270, basically, aren't you?
I'm talking exactly 270. If you look at the math right now, I have it a little differently than you have it. I have it at 227. I need the 6 from Nevada, the 10 from Wisconsin, the 16 from Michigan, and the 11 from Arizona. And that math puts me at exactly 270 without North Carolina, without Georgia.
So you think Biden is going to overcome a $200,000 deficit when all the votes are in?
Well, you're talking about Michigan now.
Michigan, yeah.
I think he is. I think that Wayne County's votes were behind last night. Now, Jim, that's the vote room right there. If that 200,000 can't be found in the early balloting, and
I love the way you say that. Can't be found. I love that.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's there. I'm just saying that that's the projection. That's why Biden feels good. If it turns out that the votes they count are not as strong for Biden and Michigan goes, then Trump is your president. But
yeah.
it really is down to Michigan. I think Nevada.
It comes down to Michigan, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I think Pennsylvania. If we can spend all night worrying about whether there are votes in Philadelphia, it doesn't matter. Pennsylvania.
If Trump gets Pennsylvania, that's 283. I mean, if he gets Michigan, that's 283 for him.
I think we're saying the same thing, Jim.
Yeah.
I think the fact of the matter is, if Biden wins Michigan, on top of what I think he's going to win otherwise, he's exactly at 270.
Yeah.
If Trump wins Michigan, the contest is over.
Yeah. Michigan, and you know, we've said Ohio. We've often said Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania. I can remember when we said New Hampshire was the break point, right? Remember that? Remember those days? 2 points,
yeah,
two votes in New Hampshire.
You and I have joshed about this a bit. I never thought in our previous stuff, and I think I said so, that Ohio or Florida was likely in the Biden column. I think Ohio was probably fundamentally red for a long time to come. And Florida, you know, I see Laura Ingraham this morning, and perhaps not wrongly, suggesting if the Republican Party is going to remake itself, its performance among the Hispanics in Dade County last night is its template for how they do so. I'm not sure that's right, because that's a specific subset of the Hispanic community that's always been Republican. But the good news is, and it is really good news, we are an exactly evenly divided country.
Yeah.
Think of all of the other countries I do business in where there's lopsided votes and one class is always feeling that, that perpetually they're in the minority. We are on the razor's edge, both on the you know, the electoral and on the popular vote count.
And I'm going to ask you when we come back about how bad the media and the polling got that. But would you agree with me quickly that it's good for America that the Congress is divided, still divided?
Yeah, I think so. Well, of course, it depends on who the president is. But I think
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with a very honest broker, Bill Brandt. 20 Tales. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassie again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.